Everything that rocks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's 7:09. Brock Hunter, what's happening?
Morning.
Let's keep her moving, folks. It's time for your morning dump. I know you got to take it.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump, pump it out. Pump. If your septic is full of the Plan B Morning Show, get it pumped out.
Quickly.
Now. GM just unveiled a Cadillac that flies. It was unveiled at the Virtual Consumer Electronics Show. The concept is a single passenger drone that can do 55 miles per hour and take off and land vertically. The idea is that we'll be hopping from rooftop to rooftop in just a few years. I don't see that happening. Again, you know my stance on this.
I know your stance on it, and you're wrong.
I do.
It's
unless
GM everybody at GM knows this is gonna happen. You're way off.
Unless it is all AI, as long as no person is actually flying these things, maybe.
That's what it's gonna be.
Maybe. All right. But also, too, do you think, how high are we going to go up? Because you know how noisy that's going to be if all the cars are going to be up flying around?
See, that's another thing is the big problem is the noise, and why you don't have drone delivery service everywhere right now is because if you have a trillion drones up in the air, it's going to sound
terrible,
like a bunch of bugs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you think about it, as far as like travel-wise, if you do go higher up in the air, you can't hear it.
Yeah, like planes and everything, but so are we going to have like planes at 30,000 feet and cars at what?
I mean, trying to think. So my drone's pretty decent size. It's a pretty big drone for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I can hear that thing probably up until like 100 and some feet.
Yep.
Then it kind of fades away. It kind of, that sound kind of goes away. So try to times that by, well, let's see, 5.
So
500 feet.
No, they'll have to go higher than that. I'm thinking they'll go like 10,000. If a commercial airline goes 30,000 feet in the air, I'm saying planes, or these self-driving flying cars should go at least like 15,000.
Yeah.
You almost have to.
And it's pretty high for a chopper, though. You know what I'm saying? Like the planes go that high because they got wings.
Well, cars could have wings.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
You have the blades that you take off with, and then it turns into a plane. That's a brilliant idea.
I don't see it happening in our lifetime. I really don't. I don't.
No.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm saying
like 5 years.
I think there will be a small group of people that do this. But what will take off is cars on the road. Self-driving cars on the road. I don't ever see us flying around. And also, too, I don't want to see
we're flying.
I don't want to see a bunch of blue hairs up there in their flying Cadillacs. They can't even do it down here, let alone up in the air. It's just going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess.
All right, here, in 5 years, there's going to be a moment where you and I get an opportunity to get in one of these things.
I don't buy it.
And when we hop in and I'm sitting next to you, I'm going to look at you, Brock, and be like, remember this?
Remember
that day 5 years ago where I was like, you said you would never be able to do this in your lifetime?
First of all, if you and I are still doing the show in 5 years, we're in a totally different world of hurt, okay? There's no way we're making it 5 more years. Second of all, I'm not getting in no flying car with you, are you? Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to start pushing buttons and messing around. Yeah. No, there's no way I'm getting in a flying car with you.
Quit unlocking my door.
Yeah, no, there's no way. There's no way.
Come on. Just hop in the flying vehicle with us, Brock.
No.
It'll be fun.
No. Wait, is Hunter in there? Absolutely not. I'm getting out of here.
He's already puking, for God's sake.
All right. Well, look for Cadillacs working on it. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Girl Scout cookies on demand have arrived. Girl Scout cookie sales are going to look different this year. Obviously, the conditions aren't right for them to sell door-to-door or at tables outside of grocery stores. So they've partnered with Grubhub to deliver cookies for the first time ever. That's right. You and your little Jabba the Hutt neck can now order Girl Scout cookies. What's the best Girl Scout cookie, Hunter?
We've talked about this before, and I think everybody's talked about this.
If you don't say Thin Mints, you're an idiot.
it's not. It's the caramel one. The caramel delights are the best.
I'm going to go with the
Thin Mints are probably second best. Thin Mints are better if you, keep them in the freezer.
Between the flying cars and you saying Thin Mints aren't the best, I don't even know if I know you anymore. Who are you?
Dude, I'm going to go on to the next level, right? And I'm not saying, I'm not trying to take anything from all the little Girl Scouts. I love what you do. You make your money, you do it, and you guys kill it with the Girl Scout cookies.
Mm-hmm. Overrated. Overrated. They're overrated cookies.
Are they like the McRib? The reason we love them so much is because they only come around once a year.
Everybody talks and craves about it. Everybody, it's all up in arms. Everybody's up in it. And they don't release them all the time, like you just, what you're saying. Here's why I'm saying they're overrated, because I still have a package in my freezer from like a year ago.
Yeah.
If they were that good, those cookies would be gone. There's been multiple people through my house, too.
Well, if I would have known you had Girl Scout cookies in your freezer, I would have had some.
Yeah.
You sitting
there, I got some.
Leaving them in there, not telling anybody about you, jerk. Now,
I'm not saying they're bad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not saying they're terrible cookies.
You know,
they're good.
There's some Girl Scouts out there listening right now just crying.
Crying
because
Hunter
said our cookies are overrated.
You know what?
Yeah.
Maybe switch it up from the cookies. Come on, Girl Scouts. You got other skills, too.
Can they do beer? Girl Scout beer? How about
beers,
that? I'll buy some of that.
Like a Girl Scout steak or something. Drop one of them off.
Selling Girl Scout beer door-to-door. I like that. That sounds good.
Whatever happened to, like, the fundraiser M&Ms? Remember those that came in the box?
And the people that go around and overcharge you for a Snickers bar? Like,
$6.
To send our team to the Nationals, the National Championship. It's like, man, all right, fine.
All right.
How much is that candy bar? $36? Okay, thank you. Here you go. Good luck. You better win, I swear to God.
Dude, it was so hard to not eat that candy because they gave it to you as a kid to go sell it. I'm like, man, I got a box full of chocolate in my backpack, for God's sake. You tell me I'm not going to eat any of this?
I'm sure all of my aunts and uncles, because on my dad's side, we got a big family, and there's a lot of us that are around the same age. And I'm sure that time of year was just wreaked havoc on their pocketbooks. Because who did we call? We called our aunts and uncles. We're like, hey, Uncle Steve, can you buy? I'm selling cookies. It's like, damn.
You'd always sell them like a box, too. Yeah. You couldn't just sell them, and not just one individual. Can you buy the whole box?
Yeah. God, what a ripoff. What a ripoff.
Hey, support the kids, though. Yeah.
That's right. Support the children. That's your Hunter, who will sit there and look a Girl Scout in the face and say, your cookies are all overrated.
Hey, I still bought them. Just haven't eaten them.
You're terrible. Lastly, maybe you'll like this. Maybe it's now that you ragged on Girl Scout cookies. What about lobster?
Lobster's good.
Apparently, they have a surplus of lobster in Australia. They have so much lobster, folks are able to buy it cheap. Chefs are able to experiment with the dishes. More folks inland are getting a chance to throw it on the bobby. Lobster on the bobby.
Bobby.
Yes.
Lobster is good,
We'll feed it to the sharks. Anyway, they have a surplus of lobster in
you
in
like
Australia.
Lobster? I mean, who doesn't?
I do. It's just it's so expensive.
It's like, very expensive. I think I overdo it with the butter because I always feel like ass after I eat lobster.
See, that's the thing. Most people don't like lobster. They like butter. That's what it is. The lobster is just a conduit to get the butter into your face hole.
Right. I'm a big fan of the butter and the little fork they give
That's
you,
it. You know? That's it. But no, I do like lobster. Lobster.
So good.
All right. There you go. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything.